evening, everybody, and welcome to the special edition show. I am your host, Tracy Mahan, and I am here with the most lovely Lisa Courtney. She is an intercultural love worker, a very gifted psychic, intuitive empath, and motivational speaker. She's based out of Oregon normally, but that's not where I found her today. And I actually drug her bottom out of bed. It's 3 a.m. over there. So let's all give a big welcome to Lisa, because she's half asleep on the other side of the world. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Tracy. Did you bother to tell him where I'm at, or just say she's on the other side of the world?
I just said you're on the other side. She's on the other side with her near-death experience. It sounds more mysterious. If we told him where you actually were, that might not be, it might not add context to the show. And would you like to share?
Oh, of course. Yes, I'm over here in Barcelona, in Barcelona, Spain. I'm actually studying over here, Spanish in general, and having the time of my life.
The time of your life. That sounds like a song about ready to happen.
Right. We'll make that happen next.
And love it. So, yeah,
I didn't realize normally.
When I coaxed her into being on the show with me, I didn't realize the time difference. And so what was that? Yesterday you told me it would be 3 a.m. in the morning for you. And I'm like, oh, you poor baby.
Oh, yeah. No, exactly. It's about 9 hours different.
So there she is in beautiful Barcelona, and it's too dark to see anything. So
right.
So we're going to snag her for our wonderful show. So before I get too far into what we're doing today, let me get everybody over to the chat rooms, of which, once again, I forgot to open the Blog Talk chat room. So I'm going to do that right now for you guys. If you're listening and you would like to join on the Blog Talk chat room, I am opening that up as we speak. And then the other spot for everyone to chat, and actually, Lisa, I don't even think you're part of this page, and I'm going to get you in there, is the Heart and Soul Radio chat on Facebook. So if you're a Facebook member and you want to join us in the Heart and Soul Radio chat, I have a chat banner up. We can post pictures. We can chat. The nice thing about having the Heart and Soul Radio chat on Facebook is that if you're listening in the archives, it's still there. And if you want to join in and add something to it, you can. Whereas the chat for Blog Talk, once the show ends, the chat goes away as well, and we can't reference back to it. So that's why we like to get everybody over to Facebook if possible. But I understand if you don't, and I will check both chats. So there we have it. We are going to take calls in the second half. The call-in number for that is 323-642-1397, and we will be answering questions and also doing readings. So if you would like to join us for that, that is the number. And you can also find the number on the Blog Talk page as well as in the chat room on Facebook. The number is posted there. Let's see. Oh, and I want everybody to come over and join me on my Patreon page. You're all going to get sick of hearing me say it, but I'm having fun over there. And Lisa and I were going to do face-to-face, and it didn't work out. But that doesn't mean we're not going to try again. So over on the Patreon page, I have, I'm getting quite the buildup of fun things over there going on, and they're exclusive for Patreon. So I have face-to-face interviews, I have meditations, I have hypnotic regressions, one of which I'm doing myself. I did one for weight loss, and so now I'm listening to that. And the nice part about it is, the most expensive version of the Patreon page is $8. That gives you access to everything. It's just $8 a month. And if you just want to try it out, you can even just let Patreon know when you're filling it out that, you know, your limit is X amount of dollars, and then it doesn't charge you more than that. So if you want 2 months, just try it out. You put that in there and it stops charging after that. So it's kind of a neat setup, and it's a neat way to support people that do work like I do, or artists or musicians and whatever. And it's a great way for me to be able to get my what I do out there and let people see what it is that I do. And of course, I still do one-on-one sessions, so that is available as well. All right. I think all of my, what do they call that, housekeeping is done. So let's get back to Lisa. And Lisa, you also have a website that I'm going to be posting in the chat rooms, but it is lisakcourtney.com. And as we get going here, if you guys forget that, I will do my best to repeat that again at the end of the show. But I am putting it in the chat rooms as well, because as you get to know Lisa, you might just want to figure out how to contact her. So Miss International Psychic is able to do sessions via internet and can accommodate you guys. So let's get talking to her about her near-death experience and find out more about Lisa. So how do you normally start this story out, Lisa?
The first thing that I can remember that happened was my son's graduation, and it actually starts with a prelude, I guess I want to say. And my ex had been involved in a shooting. He was a police officer, and all of a sudden we had a celebration for my son's graduation, and he was actually drunk, right? And he was so upset, and said that his job was
dangerous. Wait a minute, clarify. Which one was drunk?
Right, please.
Your son?
Yes, no. Well, probably both, actually, but,
okay.
But no.
I was so, just like, wait a minute, which one was drunk? Okay, gotcha.
I did say celebration, yes, no. And he just felt unsafe at his job, and he'd been doing it for like 14 years. And so that was the first sign that we kind of knew that something was wrong. Then things kind of progressed from there to where he would actually, during his sleep, throw punches and kick me during these nightmares that he would have, these flashbacks. And at one point, he even pulled my hair. So I woke up screaming because he had pulled my hair like a convict, right? because, of course, he was fighting this demon he had that was going on. It wasn't until he woke up one morning and said that he pushed his duty weapon right away from the headboard because he was afraid he would use it on me. So we're talking I want to say it was a .45 Glock that he had right by the bed. And when he said he was afraid he would use it on me in the middle of the night, I'm all, oh, there's a problem here. It finally took that long. I think this was about 6 months later.
Mm.
It was time, let's go ahead and we need to get you some help. And so we went ahead and started a search then. So it was actually a little terrifying because you're going, this is not normal for anybody to go through. And you started seeking help with different counselors, and it definitely felt like there wasn't going to be much hope. I remember sitting in a counselor's office and saying, this isn't going to work. And it was almost like I was viewing the entire room and not just from my own standpoint. So it was a rare occurrence. What else? But then we decided that we were going to go see somebody in Salem, Oregon. This is like 8 hours away. It was one that we'd been to a counselor with our children. And we went to visit her, and she was able to give us some relief. She had directed us to actually a medium. And it was like, a medium? What's that? I'd seen them on TV, but I'd never met one in person. And so it was really interesting. We started going back and forth, 8 hours drive, to see this woman. And we went to see the medium that she had suggested. And she had said, was able to provide him with some relief from his childhood by connecting to a grandfather that had passed. So that went on for a while, and we continued to see the counselor in Salem. And then she put it out there that he could be possessed. So once she made it. And then she thought he could be possessed. And then so I started reading, right, on things to possession, and did some saging in the house. And I can remember actually one time that my son and I are sitting outside and we hear this really odd moaning and screaming coming from the bedroom. And I'm actually terrified to enter the room because it's like, oh, this isn't normal. It sounded demonic to me, especially after she put that in my head, right?
Right.
And so it was like it was got to be really crazy. And even my son was I want to say he had fear as well. It wasn't just me. So it was a really horrible time in my life, and trying to figure out what to do next, felt kind of lost and felt like we'd kind of done everything possible. I want to say at that point he was like on 5 different medications and continuing to drink, and the only thing that I could think to do was pray. You know, it was like night after night. I would actually hold him in my arms and I'd be crying and just praying, God, you know, help me, over and over again. And it was really strange because all of a sudden I started waking up at 333. 333.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you it happened probably 10 times that I woke up at this 333. And I thought, oh, what on earth? You know, I had no idea why. I knew there was a reason, so I kept looking. And then I finally found this book, and it was on angel numbers. And I'm like, oh, ascended masters, and they're trying to communicate. And I kind of got that idea. Okay, so I learned about saging. I learned about angel numbers. But the strangest thing actually happened, and that was on more of after I'd been praying. And I'd been praying to God just to actually, you know, help him through this, help my ex through this, and help him to where he wasn't suffering. And then on December 6th, 2012, so it's been, how long is that? About, we're going on 5 years now, I had this, I want to say it's another one of those type of out-of-body experiences to where it was in a dreamlike state that I had the opportunity to either live or die. And it was very calm. It was nothing, it was peaceful. There was no light at the end of the tunnel or anything like that. But what I remember occurring is that I said, nope, I want to go be given the choice. I was given the choice to actually live or die. And then I decided that I wanted to go back and be with my family. And this one thing that happened after that is that everything changed. Everything changed. Maybe more like 45 days. I had actually quit my job of 14 years. I ended up leaving my husband of 18 years and moved clear across the state, which is about 8 hours away in Oregon, from Enterprise, Oregon to Salem, Oregon. And actually just started a whole brand new life. What occurred in between that time is that I had, actually, interesting enough, the medium that we had met, I started working with her during the time she was helping my husband, and actually fell in love with her, which was surprising because I had not been attracted to women before, and I want to say it was on a very emotional level. So, but there was definitely love there, and I was surprised at that, and didn't know what to do. So I myself went to a psychic fair, actually at Journeys, which we're both familiar with. And
yes, which is
right,
how we met. Yeah,
exactly, and. And I had a reading, by Teresa Peters, of all people, so that's pretty funny. And she had actually told me that, you know, if I wasn't in love with him, that I needed to let him go so he could find the one that could love him the right way. And I'm like, oh, that makes sense. So I think I stayed in Salem one more day, and then I went home the next day to Enterprise, Oregon, and I told my husband, I says, I want a divorce. And the very next morning, he left for Salem or Almsville, where our daughter's at, and I left for Salem, and we split up the very next day. So everything went really, really fast from there. After that, I ended up getting like the worst job, the absolute worst job I ever had in my entire life. I'm all, what the hell am I doing here? And an opening came up at Journeys, right? My favorite place. It was like, oh, my new home. And and nothing actually ever became of my relationship with the medium, who I dearly love. But I had the opportunity to go ahead and start a job at Journeys, which was fabulous. My ex, unfortunately, still continued to have problems. But was, so when I left, it was interesting because it actually caused him to have to stand on his own 2 feet, and he started to get better, which was great, right? And so actually in me taking my steps, my ex-husband also received a healing as well. So kind of those plays that we don't see when they're coming, how they actually affect us. God answered my prayers by helping myself. It helps him as well. That was interesting.
And that happens a lot, I think, where when we step up to our challenge, the people that we think we're sticking around for actually end up benefiting from it as well. So
it's true, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I guess just in case we have some listeners that might be listening in the whole story too, there was things that continued to go on with him. In particular, there was still continued property dispute. And I know that we actually got along great after our separation initially, but he was involved in another shooting. It involved his brother-in-law. He actually was in a conflict with his brother-in-law, and he wanted me to get involved with that in the investigation and everything, and I just stepped away. I was actually dealing with the separation, and I couldn't step into that. The energy was so heavy for me at that point. I tended to be more in la-la land and was happy doing my own thing, trying to figure out my own life. I didn't want to get involved with that. But I really still want to honor the people that did have to go through that with him. And so at least acknowledge that he was still having problems at that point. And I don't know where he's at today, so I can say that because I haven't talked to him. But, of course, sending all best wishes to all the parties involved there.
Yeah,
that was really heavy time. Whew.
Yeah, it sounds like a heavy time, and what a horrible thing to have to experience, to, you know, have to discharge your weapon and shoot at someone and have that be a part of, there's so much that goes with that, and people don't realize it because we get desensitized to it on television, but it is a real thing. You know, and
that's horribly true. And this didn't just, this wasn't just another person, because it was actually within the family. So it was, right? So brothers and sisters were affected, cousins, aunts and uncles. It went downhill real fast. I don't know how much healing has taken place since then. It's so interesting. So can continue on with my story, because, I had said that I want to go back and be with my family. But here I'm actually in Barcelona, and I don't see much of anybody right now. I did go home, and depending on who you view as your family, I guess, right? because, right, everybody's family. So I'm okay with that. But after I left this horrible job, it's in Salem, by the way, it was dealing with chickens, accounting for chickens with all the eggs. It was a nightmare. I decided to, on a leap of faith, quit that job. You know, it was a decent paying job. Quit that job, go back to school, and work part time at Journeys. I'd never worked part time before. I'd actually graduated high school with a 1.89 GPA, and I want to say, how old am I? I was 41 years old when I went back to school.
Mm-hmm.
So, right, it was like, oh, why not do this? I thought that sounded like a great idea. And now I look back and say, what was I thinking?
Oh, no, you aren't saying that. You know, it was the best decision of your life.
Right? So. But who on earth would have known that at the time? My mom, oh yeah, let's go do this. and so it's really interesting, you know. I mean, just that one day, and the date is so specific for me, December 6, 2012, because, of course, that's all, there's all threes. There's 1, 2 equals 3. 6, 6 is threes, right? And then 1, 2 is 3 again. So it's those 333 numbers that keep popping up for me night after night.
The 333.
I know. It's my number. and then, so let's see. I go to school, and I've always had this ability, this intuitive ability to kind of maneuver my way and know how to, whether it be business or kids or being able to organize and promote, and I just have an innate ability. It's like it's natural. It's my intuition. It comes honestly very natural to me. And with the going back to school, I was able to use that at Chemeketa. I ended up working at Chemeketa and Journeys and going to school. And there were people that had this wonderful scholarship. And I'm like, oh, look at that. They get to go to this. Oh, they're having their school paid for. I want my school paid for. So, of course, when you right? It just sounds like a good
idea.
Who
isn't saying that these days? My gosh. Yeah.
Oh, especially with tuition, it's ridiculous. So I started, right?
Yeah.
Right? Intuition. So I actually started asking people about how they did this. What did they do? And so I listened carefully, very carefully, and I just started implementing what they did. I started volunteering everywhere. I started, actually taking the time to be in organizations so that you could put them on your resume. I started making sure that I could communicate with people who maybe didn't have the best life or had not didn't have places to go, so that I could help gear them towards the right areas. Volunteer at the school, volunteer at Boys and Girls Club and different places, so that the experience I got from that I could share when I applied for different scholarships. I actually ended up, in the end, and I getting the Ford Family Scholarship, which was amazing. That was huge. I got the James G. Meyer Scholarship and a TRIO Scholarship. And I want to say that was it. I want to say there was three. And then what I discovered, this I probably shouldn't share, but oh well, I can be judged enough. Right? So what actually happens in the U.S., and you know, this is in the U.S. because I'm actually in Europe right now, but in the U.S., you actually benefit from not working because you actually get penalized if you make too much money. And so it's like, why wouldn't everybody not work and go to school? I'm just saying. So I got this Ford scholarship, and it paid enough that I didn't have to work. And so when I discovered that, I went ahead and not worked, and then I was able to receive more money in grants because I didn't work. And so it paid for me actually not to work.
Taking notes on this right now.
Right?
Professional
right?
Students.
Take notes. It's well worth it. And the reason that I say it's well worth it is that I have received my scholarship, I should say, paid for, I want to say, approximately $47,000 in 2 years. So,
nice.
A lot of money, right?
And you've been doing school in other countries, though, correct? Tell me how that's working, how that works for you.
Okay. Sure. Thank you for asking. So what I actually did was I went to Chemeketa for 2 years and got my associate's degree, and that's where I learned about this lovely Ford Family Scholarship. And I had worked there for a while, so that was nice. But then I went to Western Oregon University and had to quit, which that was okay because I had this Ford scholarship and I didn't have to work anymore. It was great. And
I think you should say it a few more times because it's just kind of fun. I don't have to work anymore.
I didn't have to work anymore, right? Get a scholarship, you don't have to work. It's fabulous. And so then I immediately was drawn to a study abroad poster. Immediately I walked in the school and I'm like, in my life, I have never traveled. The most I have ever traveled, I think, was for my brother's wedding. I got to go for 4 days to Vegas, and that was maybe it was 6 days, 2 days there, but driving and 2 days back driving and stay two nights. And that was my big holiday for my married life.
Wow.
Right? But we had four kids. So you got to do what you got to do. But I'd never actually thought about going and traveling or being abroad or, Europe was just what is that? I don't even know what it is. But I was definitely drawn to this poster. I'm like, I got to find out more. And so I went and after school, I was, again, at Western Oregon University and found out that I had the ability to apply because the tuition was actually the same amount for whether I studied in Europe or whether I studied in America. And my funding for Western could also be applied for the European study. So financial aid was paid for it as well. So it's no brainer. Here's an opportunity that I haven't had before, and I'm all, let's go. And that was kind of how my whole new life started, I guess, after that December 6th date. I started doing readings. I started going to retreats. I started
I was going to open the door for that. I want to hear.
Right?
So now we're caught up. You're in Barcelona, and you're still studying. You're still going to school, correct?
Uh-huh.
That's part of why you're there. But at some point in all of this, you started doing intuitive work, energy healing, different modalities. So now we got to segue back into that. When did all that come about for you?
Oh, my word. So let's see. Well, I think all of that started. My attraction to Journey started with Sarah, the medium, of course. And then since that, it was I wanted to, I was struggling through my own PTSD issues, post-traumatic stress disorder, with my things from my ex, right, coming up for me. And then I didn't realize, because what I found, even for him and for myself, is that these PTSD issues were actually related to childhood trauma. And so actually going back and dealing with those issues at Journeys because they also provide counseling service and healing circles and, you know, all kinds of different sessions for healing. So we were able to work through a lot of those issues. And believe me, I had them. I want to say I was there for probably three years. And I did everything I could to actually work on me. And so by doing that, I was able to open up a channel that was is real easy, right, to access spirit and just make it flow, energy flow for me. And I actually like to heal. I don't want to be stuck anymore. So it makes it easy.
I love it. I actually like to heal.
Yay,
she says it like that because it's not always fun. It sounds
Thank
great.
Thank you, right? I
feeling,
forget to clarify.
Feeling gives the illusion of feeling better. Oh, well, sometimes when we're doing the emotional healing, the beauty of emotional healing is, yes, you do get past the one thing, but it's if you watch Shrek, it's like an onion. You know, you peel it, and then the next layer can come up. But, you know, usually you get a little time in the paradise mode before the next layer comes up. But, you know, again, would you go back? You know, no.
You,
I don't know anybody that would go back, you know, after they've done that work. They know that it's worth it. It's kind of like having a baby. You know, you got 9 months of pregnancy. You're throwing up. You're stretching. You're buying new clothes. You're uncomfortable. But in the end, you get the baby. And, you know, it was worth the journey. So healing is the same way. Healing's like giving birth.
And just as painful sometimes.
It really is.
Oh, so, that's funny.
Well, you're getting a lot of callers adding up here in the queue. So just let me know, you know, I don't want to interrupt your story. You still have plenty of time for your story. But let me know when you're ready for callers. And it is a reminder for people also. If they're wanting to ask Lisa a question, intuitive or otherwise, please call in 323-642-1397, and we'll do our best to get to those. I will be looking in the chat room, so if you have questions in the chat room, I will try and work those in, but my priority here is all these wonderful people that have been waiting on hold to talk to you. So whenever you're ready. You ready?
You just tell me. Yeah, whatever you want to do. That works fine for me.
Okay, you guys heard her say that. I get to tell her. No.
Yeah. Oh, but I should add, it's interesting because Tracy, you actually have sparked a lot of my things. So it's funny. For example,
I sparkly
right?
Like that.
So yeah, I know it's all your fault. So it's all your fault that I'm doing this work. Thank you. let's see. So I'm actually calling around for people to come to the Psychic Fair at Journeys, right? And I'm leaving messages, blah, blah, blah. And you happen to call back and it's like, hello, hello. And this is Lisa. Yeah. She's, and you're all, are you going to be working the fair this weekend? I'm all, I don't think so. You know, well, you need to. I'm all, huh? And the strangest thing is that I hadn't been doing any readings at fairs, right? I hadn't gone to any fairs. My mom, I'm intimidated to step into that. But I've been wanting to. I'd been thinking about it and thinking about it and thinking about it. So here's my prod from the universe. Here's Tracy Mahan kicking me in the ass. She says, you need to be there. I'm like, okay, I'll be there, right? So this is awesome. Actually, I had an awesome fair. It was amazing.
It
so
was, and it
fun.
Was fun to watch because I had a table next to you, and so it was fun to watch as people would sit down at your table and you would give them those readings. And then we did an expo together as well. And the lovely part is people thought we were sisters, so we played with that.
They did. We tried to get dates from it. Yeah, it didn't work. No.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah. Yeah. Might as well work it. We had it going.
Oh, yeah. No, exactly. But then the next thing that we did together, and I had not done before, was actually you were the first person that I taught with. So
that's right. We did that too.
Yeah. So, yeah, you're just my beginning of everything.
Well, I like to I like to be the beginning of everything. That's nice.
Oh, well, that's nice. It is nice.
And we're not done yet. You just got to get back in the States. So,
okay. Right. Oh, no. Maybe I need to bring you out internationally.
Yeah. Tracy needs a passport.
Yes. That would be a good thing. And, oh, my word, passports are gold. American passports are gold. Which everyone should have one.
Everyone should. And, you know, I found out when I went on my trip to Hawaii, the couple I stayed with out there were the husband was telling me how few people in the U.S. actually have a passport. And part of it, you know, with the surveys or whatever study they did on it, was because we're scared to travel. Wonder why.
Oh.
Turn off your TVs, folks. Don't watch the news.
Oh,
it's not accurate.
You aren't kidding.
So, yeah.
No.
Anyone that I know has traveled at all abroad says that everything that we show on TV, it makes it scary, but it's nothing like that. The world is a friendly place.
Well, and I think for the most part that's true. I've done actually a lot of traveling since I've been in Europe. So I guess let me continue my story for just a little bit, if you don't mind. Is that okay?
Yes. Okay, you got 3 minutes.
Okay. Are you serious? Are you sure? Oh, no, that's not enough time.
For
I'm
all the callers
hanging on,
getting to you, and this is an hour and a half show, so don't worry. Stay on the line. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so I'm at school at Western, and here's this sign, and it's all, you can study abroad. So it's actually a little work. You got to do some paperwork and all this and that. But I made it. I was able to do that and got approved, and I'm headed to, my first stop was London, right? And so I'm, yay, London! I'm all excited. And so then I start talking to some friends in London, which I didn't know personally, just new people I met. And, you know, finally, you're going to hate it here. And I'm all, oh, no. Because they're like, it's nothing like Oregon, because Oregon's so beautiful. And I'm all, you have no idea how happy I was when I landed to see trees. Because here I thought it was going to be desolate. There's going to be desert. I had no idea what to expect. I'm like, trees. I'm so excited. It does not take much to make me happy, I guess. I'm all happy to see trees. And then, so I'm here only in London for 6 weeks, which seems like a short amount of time, honestly. Short amount of time. Oh, my word. I would have thought it was a whole year. A whole year, because there was it was nonstop, go, 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 go. If anybody has the opportunity to do a study abroad for 6 weeks in London, holy crap, it's well worth it. We went to all the museums. I don't think we missed a one. I got to go to Phantom of the Opera, Les Miserables, The Woman in Black, Wicked. These are all plays, right? What else did I get to do? We got to go on the London Eye. We got to the Thames, got to have high tea on the Thames, which is the river that runs through London. We went on scavenger hunts. We got to go to Wales. We got to go to Brighton. We got to go to Bath. Got to go to Liverpool. You name it, we did it. Everything, I think that we maybe had one night off a week with the school, and we only had to be in class for 2 hours for 4 days. So it was well worth the time. We got to do two papers. The language was a little different because they talk just a little different, but the accents are beautiful. So much fun. They drink a lot. Oh, and they don't believe it in ice. They don't believe in ice. They don't bring water to the table. Yeah, they don't bring water to the table. So it was like you could tell which ones were Americans by the water on their table. What is this?
Why is there water on my table?
Right. So, by the time I'm done in London,
the water is something to do with the digestive system, though, isn't it? Don't they? It seems like I heard that they drink the water after their meal, not during. I don't know.
Nope, never saw water. All they had was beer.
I just heard a whole bunch of people run to their computers to get signed up for just beer. What?
Nope, all they had was beer. I didn't see any. Oh, now, we got to do a
right
booze
before
cruise
the show.
Too, so we got to go on a boat and do a booze cruise. Yeah. I don't.
Right before the show, I saw this little advertisement on Facebook for, it looks like a hearing aid, and you pop it in your ear, and it's a translator. And so you could be speaking French or Spanish, and it'll translate it to English for, I was like, oh, maybe I can travel.
Yes.
I don't know any other languages. Yes, yes, yes. So, hey, get me one of them earbud translators. I'll be fine.
Oh, I wonder how that works. That would be interesting. Because, yeah, I'm
wouldn't
here in Spain
it?
And nobody speaks English. No, it's like, yeah. Like, oh.
Yeah, except for they would have to have one in their ear, too, because I wouldn't be able to answer them in Spanish.
Oh, is that how that works? Oh.
Yeah. Just do a lot of nodding and shaking of my head. Oh, Debbie says
yes.
That their water isn't the best, by the way. She's in the show.
Oh.
Water isn't the best. So
it's
now we know
good.
Why it's not sitting on the tables.
Right.
They
have
transferred
to
over
water,
to beer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's actually true. There was a reason why they drink more beer. Hmm.
Yeah, there
I
you
can't
go.
Remember what it was, though. There. Yeah.
They just spill the water. They might as well make it into beer. Okay. I'm going to bring on a caller for you, my dear. Are
Let's
you ready?
Let's
okay, so caller with the last four digits, 9392. Who are we talking to? And, yeah, I guess that's it. Unless you want to tell us where you're from. That's always fun, too.
Hi, I'm from Kansas.
Kansas. Okay, and what's your name?
Yay! Brianna.
Brianna from Kansas. What's your question for Lisa?
Yeah, I just wanted to know... what you see from my love life, if you see anyone coming in or not.
Oh, well, let's take a look. What do we got here?
Do you want me to play some Jeopardy music in the background or something?
So is this kind of a dark time for you?
No.
Are you kind of struggling with this issue? Are you kind of struggling with this issue?
With relationships?
Yeah.
No. I've been single for a while. I'm pretty content.
Uh-huh. But what are you doing? So what are you doing to actually engage in a relationship?
I don't force anything. I just kind of let things happen. I'm like, I'm not desperate or going out looking for anything, but.
Right. Right. But are you actually getting out and doing things with other people?
I do things with my friends.
Uh-huh. And what's something new that you could do at night that you don't do all the time?
I have no idea. I'm 25. I don't I don't really like to go out and to the bars and stuff a lot, so...
Mm. Have you looked at a relationship with the same sex?
Never, no.
Never. That's interesting. So what I did is I just pulled a card for you, and that it shows that there's a darkness right now, and that you're surrounded by women. So are you mainly hanging around with women?
Like my girlfriends?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I haven't even been even hanging around them not much lately because I'm a full-time student and I have a busy schedule. I haven't been out with them in a while.
So is that something that you could do?
I feel like this is like a lot of questions for a reading. Like I feel like I'm not really getting anything.
She's leading up to it. Well, I think what's going on here, she's trying to help you see somewhere in your social life that you can shift something, right, Lisa? Is that what you're doing? There's something that needs a shift for that opportunity to come in.
So she just said she's too busy. She hasn't been out. She's not she's actually not taking the steps necessary in order to bring somebody into her life, right? So, so a person has to make space, right, for somebody, and they actually
I have space for it. I go out and I do things, but I'm just like every person on this planet. Like, I'm not desperate to, I'm not on the search or the hunt for a relationship. So I was just asking if it was going to come in because of just it being natural. I don't think every time you meet someone, it has to be like you have to go out and go to the bar. You have to go out and force something to happen.
Oh, no, I don't even go to a bar. I don't think it has to happen. I would say that right now you're not open to it. It doesn't feel like you're open to it at all. And the reason I say that is because there's actually – what do I want to say?
I've been really
so
open
the energy
to
right.
It. That's why I was asking the question. I've been single for a while. I'm very happy right now. With being single or with being in a relationship, and I've been wanting one, which is I wouldn't if I didn't want one, I wouldn't be calling and asking the question.
And what actions are you taking to make that happen?
What every other human does. I just have a normal 25-year-old life. I go to school. I hang out with my friends. Like, I don't know what you want me to do. What are you trying to say?
Okay. So I would actually go inside, right? If you're interested in looking at a relationship and see about having a relationship with yourself first. And
I do, though. That's why this is not making any sense. I'm very confident in myself and very happy with myself. And I've been seeing all this time and found myself all this time, which is
why
I'm ready to
jump in
for a relationship.
On this, Lisa?
No, go ahead.
Okay. So, Brianna, is it okay if I just kind of do an energy scan real quick? Because the mid-back keeps showing up for me while I'm listening. And it feels to me like there's something attached there. So I'll explain what that means as soon as I get some permission from you to look at that.
Sure.
Okay. So what it is there's cords to things. And you know, like any relationship we have cords that go to those people. And it feels to me like there is a cord to somebody. It's right about the belly button is where it's attaching. And so when I'm listening to Lisa talking to you about, you know, opening up the space in the room, this cord keeps showing up. So it's just kind of figuring out what is the thing that's getting in the way. And I think that might be something that kind of blocks the relationship from already being here. So with your permission, I'm going to ask the angels to come in and help you to remove this cord, clear the energy all around you that's no longer serving you, just lift that off of you. As far as a relationship coming in, it feels like I want to put next April on that. So you're going to have to get through the holidays, and I know that kind of sucks because
I'm
single.
Fine with that.
Are you?
No,
I always have a hard time during the holidays.
Like I said, I'm not desperate. Yeah, and I'm really happy right now with my life, which is why when she was saying like a dark space, I don't know what dark space she would be talking about. But
it could have been the cord. The cord might have been the dark
space.
So sometimes we don't know those things are there. And they can be attached to us. It might be something.
When you're asking for like a psychic reading, I feel like it kind of she was kind of like fishing for answers because it was just kind of like getting to know me and my vibe. It wasn't really telling me anything new. Like it just felt like I was just talking to my mom. It didn't really feel like a psychic reading. I felt like a psychic should tell you things that you don't know.
Well, she told you what cards she drew, and then she was trying to help make sense of the cards.
After she asked so many questions, though.
Yeah. You know, everybody reads different, and I know TV shows, a lot of edited readings where you see a psychic go in and boom, 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 they got it. Well, that's because a lot of the other stuff was edited out.
I've had them done it. They've been boom, 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 and they've been correct, which is why this is so different.
Perfect.
But
that's wonderful.
I understand everyone's different.
Yeah,
but
everyone's different. Well, hopefully in April he shows up for you, And, you know, just enjoy yourself and have fun. And
it will
happen. All right. Thank you for calling.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. So I'm going to cover that real quick because it seems like that's a theme with calls sometimes. And everyone does read differently. And sometimes the questions, it may sound like we're fishing, but what we're trying to do is find where the cards, where did that fit? Where is that working? I'm a question asker. I'll throw out some information. If the answer that comes back doesn't sound right, I ask different questions because I'm trying to figure out how does this fit. The way I read, I get pictures in my mind. These pictures, they tell me, you know, it could be very vague, and I have to try to figure out how does this picture fit. So I do understand, you know, you guys want to call in, you want to get that boom, boom, boom reading. Not everybody does that. So be open to it. I told somebody the other day, if you allow us to work through this process, I'm actually pretty accurate. But if you get really defensive about, if I ask you a question, you're probably not going to get anything out of it. And, you know, it's that's fine. You know, it's whatever it is. We're not here to convince you. We're just here to help.
Right.
So, yeah. Anyway.
Well, and what's interesting, right, is that we actually want the answers that we want, right? So I could tell her that, I could go ahead and say it's going to be 6 months, you know, or it's going to be this time or this and that. And that's not really what my work's about. My work is about putting love back into the places that we aren't loving ourselves. And so looking at the things that within ourselves that we will want to change in order to bring in that new love or that new thing that we desire. Because looking at ourselves, in my opinion, or what I've done, is where the work comes from. And that creates the space for other opportunities to manifest for us.
Exactly. All right. All of that being said, let's all keep an open mind. Let these readings be healing as well as informative. So next caller, 6809. Who are we talking with?
Yes, good evening. This is Mary. How are you?
Hi, Mary. Doing good.
I was just wondering what you see about a relationship that I am presently involved in.
Okay.
Trace, you want me to take that?
Oh, yeah. You're taking it, unless you don't want to. You let me know if you don't want to take them. I'll take them. Otherwise, I field them to you first. So.
No, I've just gone, ooh, this one just came up. So the relationship you're currently involved in?
Correct.
It's interesting because it seems like it's been a little bit of a road. Of course, there has been good points and bad points. But
yeah, most relationships have been, yeah.
Yeah. Is there a lot of anger involved in that situation right now?
There is from time to time. Yeah.
And at the core of that anger, there's some sort of pain that's occurring, huh?
Well, it can be at times. Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, it looks like it's actually been quite a while. That it's has this relationship been quite a while, and there have are you looking at terminating it?
Well, it's fairly new. It's probably about four or five months, in a closer relationship. But I knew the person casually longer than that.
So it looks like you actually have a lot to work through, that there's, you're triggering each other for some reason that might be. And, of course, that's a positive thing in my experience, although
working through that can be kind of hard.
Yeah.
So it's just whether or not you want to put the energy into it, right? Because we can choose to be willing to heal, which uh-huh. which I actually like to do myself. But there is anger involved. And then when there's those hurt feelings, those anger issues come up, it's actually more of a suffering. It's a pain. It's sadness. It's not when we have anger, that's like a secondary level. So actually looking at what's causing the anger is more true than actually.
There's some outside triggers too in mm-hmm. both of our circumstances. Mm-hmm. Our own challenges from our individual lives that, make it even harder to communicate because other things are affecting each of our situations.
Absolutely, absolutely. And are those things that are you're able to guard yourself from at all?
Well, not exactly. There's things that we have to handle from our individual lives, from the past, from the present, and ongoing. And I think until we kind of resolve what's going on around us that's creating the disturbances, that, it's going to not be too comfortable for both of us.
Yeah, so let me tell you, the card that I actually pulled for you is actually there's a river running through it. So that's indicating some emotions, and there's going to be ups and downs with those emotions. There is a bridge, so you'll have to do some crossing over in order to get that done, which we kind of talked about. I do see a very large rainbow at the end of the journey. So it's going to be worth the effort to put it in, put the effort in for you.
He's helpful, and he's, he's trying to help me as well, and he seems to be a good person, from his heart, and wants to be helpful and all. I mean, he's trying to put in that effort, but he's just being mm-hmm. kind of pulled in some directions to help other people and so forth.
Yeah, and the secondary card is an anger card. So
yeah.
Just watch for those signs. If you don't feel safe, don't stay in it.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah.
I mean, he's good to me. It's just that he's got his own issues with, his family or whatever triggers it, and I've got my own things to handle on a daily level. So,
right.
But I can see good as well. It's not like I just see, that I can see good, and I can see that he is trying to be good and help me.
Mhm. Mm-hmm.
I haven't been in a serious relationship in a very long time, and it didn't always go well in the past. So I'm guarded,
Right, absolutely.
I don't want to rush into anything. He goes a little faster than what I would want, but then he's older than me, so.
Right. Well, take your time. And I do know that, and I think we talked, Tracy and I talked about this recently, if you can find somebody that's willing to work with you in a relationship, work through your issues, it's really a godsend.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're able to work together, right, it's
right.
huge. Yeah, and I do,
there's
like I said,
helping,
I do see
a
it.
Helping, like a friendship, there's a help, a need to help each other, I would say, and work together.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's the best kind of relationship, right? Because in the end, you really want to have a friend.
Yeah, that's the thing, and it's based on friendship right now. So that's what I wanted.
Yeah,
which is love,
so it's perfect.
All right, I just wanted to, get an outside, unbiased opinion, a psychic, vibe, what someone would look at from the outside. And just one other quick thing, on a different topic, I'm waiting for some money to come through to help me in a particular area, and I'm wondering, it's
Mary,
been late.
I'm going to cut you off because we only have time for one question each.
Oh,
I have a whole bunch of
All
callers.
All right, thank you, ladies.
Sorry,
have
sweetie.
A good night.
But But you can find Lisa or myself online, and we do readings. So if you wanted to set something up with us. But, yeah, we got a lot of people waiting. So sorry about that.
All right. Have a great night. Thank you, ladies.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye.
Thank you.
See if I can get my computer to work with me here. I still have you. Something all funny
still
now.
Here.
We didn't lose you. All right. So I'm going to jump over to the chat room here real quick. We have Barb asking a question. If you have any time, could we give her a message from her mother or grandmother? And I apologize because I seem to have dogs playing in the living room next to me and children who don't seem to understand that translates to the microphone. So I apologize for any background noise going on here. I can't seem to get anyone to pay attention long enough to fix it. So I'm a little distracted on my end, but you know what? This day has been full of distractions. I tried doing a show earlier and we were having chaos happen during that too. So anyways, back to Barb. Do you see or get any messages from her mother or grandmother?
Tracy, I actually have not stepped into mediumship. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You want to?
Yeah, I do.
Let's do this. Let's do this. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to play a little bit. You up for it?
Por favor, sí. I'm all por favor, sí. Yes.
Hold on,
please.
I gotta get my earbud translator. Just kidding. Okay. Right. So what I want you to do is I want you to hold Barb's energy, and this is for everybody that wants to learn how to do this kind of stuff. Hold Barb's energy into your thoughts, and then what I do here is she says mother or grandmother. Well, mother we know is on her left side, or that's where it'll show up for me. Mother's side is left side. Father's side is right side. And if an energy shows up behind them, then that's going to be a crossed over sibling or non-relative. And also the guides and angels will show up behind a person versus on the side. So when I'm looking at mother and grandmother, the way it's put, there can be an assumption that's made that the grandmother is on her mom's side. I don't want to make that assumption, so I have to kind of clear myself from making an assumption like that. And what I do is I hold Barb's energy, and then I just ask to see what side is the energy standing on. And actually, she's asking for her mother and grandmother. And the first thing that comes in is a very tall gentleman on her right side, which would indicate to me that this could be her grandfather on her dad's side. And so, Barb, if there's any chance that you could be typing in some answers for us as we're doing this, that would even be more helpful. Hopefully we still have you on the show. But that's how that energy shows up for me. It feels masculine, tall, and actually feels to me like it's on the right side. Now, when it's a remote viewing like this, where I don't have the person in front of me, I actually use my own body, and then I wait to see where I feel the energy show up. Is it showing up on my right? Is it showing up on my left? I become a surrogate for Barb to see where that energy is showing up. So do you want to try?
Me?
No.
Oh,
the other person. There is no other person. Silly girl. Yeah, give it a try.
Okay.
Pull in Barb's energy and then see if you can sense a mother or grandmother energy near you.
So what I got first thing is a light energy on the left-hand side. So for that reason,
okay.
I'm not sure if it's a grandparent or what I feel.
Okay. So you do feel like it could be a grandparent?
That was my first thought, is that it's actually I'm picking up more like an angel presence. I don't know that it's a grandparent.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And it could very well be. Okay, so let's see what I get when I look at mom. sometimes I get hints as to what it is they like to do, or do what they liked doing when they were here. Okay, with your Barb, with your grandma, what I get a sense of is almost like one of those little cooking aprons or something. So I don't know if she liked being in the kitchen, but it feels like there's a cooking apron, and maybe she wore those a lot. She seems to me like somebody that probably wore house dresses, maybe more in the earlier years, not as much so in the later years. So, but I keep seeing her in the kitchen. I keep seeing her in a kitchen, cooking, tending to the family, that kind of thing. Now, this is one of those arguments that could be made where it's like, okay, well, that generation, that's what they did. I'm just giving you guys what pops in my head. Again, I'm not here to convince anybody. So we do have Barb in the chat room. Oh, she lost her dad when she was young. Do not know his family. You want to get a challenging mediumship reading? Find somebody who's been adopted or has lost a relative and never, you know, like where Barb's saying she lost her dad when she was really young and didn't know that side of the family. It's really hard when we're getting that side of the family and there's no way for them to validate it. So that's, you know, there's a lot of challenges with readings that I don't think people understand are there, and it takes time to figure out how to work through those challenges. But Barb, hopefully the grandmother description works for you with someone that liked to cook and definitely was a caregiver for the family. I get a sense that there was a lot of kids, so I don't know if that meant neighborhood kids are over there, but the family feels to me like it was close, and it was, there was, she had a lot to do. She had a lot to take care of. Okay, we're going to go on to a caller. I'm going to get that next caller waiting in line. Are you ready? Lisa, you ready?
Go ahead.
Okay, here we go. Caller 8292, you're on the air. And who are we talking with? 8292, can you hear us?
Yes, I'm just listening. Thank you.
Oh, there was a question mark by your phone number. Okay, I'll move on. Thank you for calling. Okay, caller 3774, you're on the air.
Yes, hello.
Hi. Who are we talking with?
Hi, I was just wondering when the heck you ever see a boyfriend coming in.
Who? What's your name?
Suzanne.
Suzanne. Okay, we got a lot of people looking for love today.
Right, it's interesting.
Love is in the air.
Suzanne, are you interested in, let's see. Are you interested in looking at just when a boyfriend would come in?
Well, someone for a long-term relationship.
A long-term relationship. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So when I pulled a card for you, I actually, so this is the card I pulled for you, is a burrow of all things. And so it's like your burden that, have you been waiting for a while?
Oh, yeah.
And what are you doing to bring fun into your life?
I don't know.
I don't know. Because the secondary card it says is eliminate, right? And so basically in general, I feel like you're just bored to pieces, that you actually are wanting to do something different, but you don't know how. It's like how to get started, try and find new adventures, this kind of thing. I think you're going to have to step outside your box in order to actually find another person to enjoy, you know, and actually.
Well, I did, but this person seems like he's so busy. It's like, oh, I can't see you all during the whole week, and maybe on the weekend, maybe not, blah, blah, blah. I work so much. I'm attracted to him, but I want to date somebody, not just whenever.
Exactly right. And
man,
guess what? If he was the right one,
Oh, I just totally want to get into all
right
my
one?
Dating things with you right now. I'm like, oh,
right.
I hear you.
Right? It's like, that's
so then we could have a
if
whole
he
new
was the right
show
one, he
here.
Would make time for you. Does
yeah.
that make sense?
But I'm fine that
right?
we can make time.
Yeah,
exactly. It's like,
on a date
and
tonight,
if he's not the right one.
Went on a, I went on a blind date tonight, and the man said, was sitting there, and he goes, well, I'm not attracted to you. So he paid for my bill, and I sat at one spot, and he sat at the other, and I went home.
Oh, honey. Oh, that's miserable.
Susan, you and I
yeah,
are going to get together, and we're going to write a book about our dates. I'm telling you, they could make a
no,
show about
it. No,
and
it's like I'm not ugly for my age. I don't get what, you know, he's just a weirdo.
He is a weirdo.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of unusual. Well, and I guess that could kind of, I can talk about how I met my boyfriend, too, here in Spain. But, no, so I just think you're really bored. I just think you're really bored and tired of the same old thing. And so I would actually eliminate the boredom for you and try and find new adventures, new ways to enjoy your own life. And then what that'll do is that'll create a different vibration, a different energy, and then you'll bring in people that are more geared towards your desires because you're going to actually not be as bored in your own life. That makes sense?
Oh, so should I go for younger men then?
Yeah. Oh.
Try it. Right? Jump. Both feet. Face first.
The 60-year-old had no time for me.
Oh.
The what? That what?
A 60-year-old has no time for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, honey. Oh, so may I ask how old you are?
57.
You sound so young. Oh, my word. You sound
I am.
So
I have a 16-year-old son. I look younger, but...
Right? Mm. No. So I'm 46, and I usually get that I'm 35. Mm. And... I definitely don't act my age. I tend to go out and live life and actually be very enjoy every minute of it because I know that it's too short. I know that I could not be here, and it's kind of like so each day is a gift. And I think that's when we actually honor ourselves and honor the relationship that we have with ourselves, we're able to bring in the right person. I would actually look for somebody that's younger. I even, again, was talking to Tracy this last week and said, you know, what do you think about a 30-year-old something? You know, what do you think about this? Because I don't think we have to limit ourselves. Some people say,
no.
Oh, you know, we have to stay within this guideline 10 years. And I'm all, that doesn't make sense to me because I do believe that we have old souls that come in, and there are people that are a lot younger that are actually very
now,
old.
Now, what do you think of this 60-year-old who wants to take me out Friday but blew me off Sunday and tonight?
Nope. I'm going to tell you no right now.
Don't wait. Right?
Yeah.
Quit wasting your time. It's like, no, you get blown off once, you're all to hell with him. Why would you even give him a second chance? No.
Well, because he said his car broke down Sunday, then he said that he has to go to Boston tomorrow. And
Yeah, when somebody doesn't want to make time for you, they
won't. You know, Susan, you can always keep him on the line if you want, but that shouldn't stop you from making dates or arranging meetups with other guys because this guy is not making you a priority. And, yeah, maybe he's having some bad luck, but that could be a timing thing or it could be God's intervention. It could be all kinds of things going on. So, you know, don't
yeah, but it's,
limit
it's
yourself.
Not that
go
easy.
Ahead and...
It's not that easy trying to meet men for me.
You're not a Capricorn, are you?
Nope, Libra.
Oh, I'm saying that because I'm a Capricorn and Lisa's Capricorn, but she's always, Trace, to get out there. And I'm like, yeah, I'm tired. It can be, you know, like I said, I could write a book. And, but you know what, Susan, there is love out there for you. But what I'm sensing with what needs to happen here is just when you see an old pattern surface, because what you're telling me here kind of feels like this happens to you, like people will do this to you. And it doesn't even have to be just men. It can be anyone. It could be friends. It could be family members. It's time to say, okay, angels, enough with this pattern. I'm done with it. I get it. give me somebody that's got time for me, that isn't going to
and
give
Susan,
me a run around.
And Susan, what I actually do is honor yourself.
I do. It's just that I don't meet people who have time.
Yeah, and that's, you know what, I did that. I could do a whole show on relationship stuff, but I did that for a while where I was like, I don't have time to date. I don't have time. It was me saying I don't have time. And so when I would go out on dates, I would find these guys that were like in a hurry to move it to the next phase. And it's like, whoa, slow down. We're on our first date. We've had coffee for an hour and you're trying to make out, you know, it's like, what happened? And I had a friend of mine look at that and they're like, well, what is it about time? What are you saying about time? I get a sense of time. And I'm like, oh, I know what I say. So I had to quit saying
okay,
that.
Okay, but after all that, so when do you see somebody coming in then?
You do some work around that. Actually,
I don't need
like
to do
December.
Any more work. I've done plenty of work.
Well, you need to quit saying that they don't have time or that you're meeting men that don't have time. Just cut that part out of your story. You're meeting wonderful men that adore you, and now you got to pick one. but I do see December provides a big shift for you in the relationship thing. So look for December. Okay?
And who am I going to meet in December?
Yeah. That's a good question. That's a longer reading. If you want to have one of us tune into that deeper for you, I'm going to have you set up an appointment for that because I do have lots of callers. We still have several callers on the line, so I would like to get to as many as we can. But I appreciate you calling in, Susan. And good luck with that guy. He's out there. Go find him. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Lots of love in the air today. I like that. That's fun. Okay. Here we go. Caller 0358. You're on the air. And
hello.
Who
hello.
Are we talking
Thank
with?
You, for taking, you are talking with Troy from Mount Connecticut. Thank you for taking my call. Appreciate it.
Ooh, Connecticut guy. Okay.
Yeah. And just like the previous callers, I'm calling about love. The only difference is I know she, but the only difference is I know she's out there and I know I'm about to meet her. So I just want y'all to give me a little insight on the woman that I'm about to attract in my life. Cause I feel her. I know she's coming to me real soon. So what do y'all see about this attraction that's on its way?
Very magnetic.
Aww.
How fun.
I love that, right? Exactly. It's like, oh, that's what he's going to do is bring it in because instantly I'm pulling a card that says hesitation.
And it's hers. Is it hers?
So, pardon? Because he's all, I'm
it's
ready.
It's funny
because
I was feeling like it was her hesitation.
Mm. So you think there's somebody in his life right now?
No.
Yeah.
What I was thinking is that there's some, she's working out of fear right now. That's why he hasn't already met her. So it's her hesitation. He's pulling her in, but there's something there that she's working on. And she's almost cleared it, but not quite. And that's why you feel her close, but she's not there yet. And I'm going to let Lisa do this. Sorry. I jumped in because I was like, ooh. Yeah.
No,
I'm going to quit
totally
connecting
fine.
Dots. Okay.
Yeah, no, exactly. And it just sounds like there's a timing issue. So what do you have going on in your life that's preoccupying your time?
Okay, well, when I'm not working, I'm doing tutoring, and I'm writing because I'm a writer, so I'm probably writing an outline, something to my story. But lately, and just recently, I've been partaking in stage managing this play. So I've been around a lot of creative people, been meeting a lot of people, networking. I've been doing spoken word events myself. So I've been getting out in the world and meeting people, and, you know, that's why I know she's close. I just want to not know when, but, you know, I just want some insight on the qualities that she may have going on because I know she's near because I've been out in the world. So I know one of these days we're going to bump heads. You know what I mean?
I love that, Troy. I actually think it'll be after the holidays. There is a timing hesitation that's going on, and I don't think it's anything you're doing. I think that it's just where am I looking at? February keeps popping into my mind. So I'd look at February, which I don't normally give out dates. What qualities do I think she will have? So I think that in order to be your partner, she's going to be a good listener. I think she's going to be very, very kind. I think that she will actually be able to keep up with you, right, which some people would not be able to, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, I would say that that's quite true. What else did I think? What am I getting? Do you like fair-eyed people? Because I think she'll actually be fair-eyed. I don't think she'll have dark eyes. She should probably be fair-eyed.
Fair-eyed people?
Does that make sense? So either a blue or a green eyes, blue or green eyes.
Oh, okay. Okay, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fair eyes. And she'll love music. She'll love music.
Okay. Okay. I like that.
Oh, good. Good, good. And that could be part of it. It'll be something that you'll bring in. Arts, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. See, now I'm on the right track then, because I'm endeavoring in the arts right now. I got a couple shows coming up, and I'm working with a lot of artistic people. So that's why I said I know she knew. I'm just trying to see what she got going on, man. But I know one of these days we're going to bump heads, because I feel it. I feel it real strong. So thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Well, and exactly. Are you religious as well?
I'm spiritual.
Spiritual. Perfect. Perfect. So I actually love prayer. It's like my go-to thing. So really just pray. And I wouldn't pray for any specific thing. I would personally just say, you know, universe, whatever source you believe in, say, I'm ready, right? And just be open to receiving and ask for the best person for me right now. And the reason I leave it open, and I just like want the other callers to hear this as well, is that when we leave it open, then the universe can bring in what we need. And not what we think we want, right? Because oftentimes we'll think, oh, they have to have blue eyes, they have to be blonde hair, they have to, you know, have a big bum or you know, a great job or this and that. But that's not really what we want in the end. And so being open is actually a benefit, because then the right person is allowed to come in that actually satisfies your heart. And I'm so excited for you, Troy, because I think you're going to really receive a person who inspires you and makes you want to be better. So you're on the right path.
All right. Thank you for that, ladies. I definitely appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you, Troy. Thank you, have a good night. Bye-bye. Okay, we've got 6 minutes left on the clock. Lisa, how do people get a hold of you? Let's get that in there real quick. And then if we have time, we'll take one more caller. So how do people reach you? And let's talk to them a little bit about how you would do those sessions.
Oh, sure. So right now you can reach me at www.lisakcourtney.com or lisa@lisakcourtney.com is my email address. I do have a phone number in Spain, but I don't know that that'll reach in America. And so I do international calling. But what I am able to do is through Skype or over the phone sessions. And most of my sessions, I guess we never got to that. Most of my sessions are really done about putting love back into your life where you aren't loving yourself, and seeing how we can actually make ourselves better to bring in the life that we want, which I really enjoy. And people can connect at any time. I'm on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, LinkedIn as well. And so those are great opportunities to connect that way too.
Wonderful. And I have a question in the Blog Talk chat room.
Okay.
Let's see. I have recently started this new job, and I would like to know what you see for my new journey with this job. And the name on that is Fly With Light. That is our question person's name. So Fly With Light wants to know what you see with the new job.
Oh, it's going to be beneficial for them. They will have, it seems very restringent, and they're going to give a lot of their time to that to make it successful. But it will be fruitful for them. I think it'll actually feed their heart. It'll be something that they really enjoy.
Nice. Okay, real quick,
yeah.
One more caller. Caller, you have
okay.
4 minutes, so we're going to keep this one short. Okay, so caller with the last four digits, 7123, you're on the air. And
hello,
who are
hi.
We talking with?
This is Delphine.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good. What did you say your name was?
Delphine.
Okay, Delphine. And what's your question for Lisa?
My question is, I'm taking a test the beginning of January to get my license, January 2nd. I was wondering, how do you see the outcome of that exam?
What kind of license? Or does that matter
license
for you, Lisa?
Worker.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that, Trace. What was it?
Licensed social worker.
Perfect. So the first card I pulled was boss, so you're going to own it. There's a lot of tension around it right now. I think that you are stressing about it quite a bit. But if you actually let go of that tension and that stress, it's going to make it a lot easier for you to take in the information and retain it. So try and relax a little more before you actually take the exam. And it's going to help you with the studying. And actually, I'm an expert at this because I've, you know, been in school for the last 5 years, or kind of like you, right? but no, you're going to own it, honey. It'll be good.
So January 2nd will be good, 2018. That I'm going to pass it.
Oh my gosh,
yeah,
it's my birthday.
It
has to be good.
It has to be perfect, right? So
okay.
I'm saying that you're going to have to take some steps. You're going to have to let go a little bit so that you don't hold on to air. You know, because when we hold on to that worry, it actually takes space.
Right.
So you're going to have to do some
okay.
work here. You're going to actually have to let go and not worry so much, not be concerned, and actually relax and allow yourself to retain the information. Because when we constantly worry
okay.
about it, we're taking up space.
Okay.
You know,
all right.
You know what,
yeah.
what might work, and I know that you can find a lot of stuff on YouTube. There might be some relaxation for studying meditations or
mm-hmm.
for helping to retain.
Exactly.
It might be a good idea to listen to that as you go to sleep at night, to just allow your mind to relax and absorb everything that you've been studying. And
or
if there isn't
I have
anything
also done.
On,
oh.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just actually going to recommend Tracy or any other hypnotic person. When I went to study Spanish, I actually did hypnosis as well to retain information more easily.
Yeah.
So just
it
an
does
idea.
Help. Yeah. And
right?
that's something that I can do online with you as well. So
okay.
if that's something you're interested in, TracyMahan.com, that's my website. So
handle.
We're down to the end of the show. But I'm with Lisa on that. Find a way to relax. You are so smart. The information isn't the problem. It's the fear about not passing a test, which I just did
yeah,
myself.
We owned it. Yeah.
We get it. Yeah, but you'll own it. Yeah. So, okay. I'm going to say my goodbyes to you, sweetie, and we're going to wrap up the show. Thank you for calling.
All right, my love.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Lisa, thank you so much for being on the show and for sharing your story and your near-death experience and just some beautiful moments of your life that you've had over the last few years and your shift and transition into the amazing person you are today. If you guys would
Yay.
Like to have a one-on-one with Lisa, It is, you will find her website at lisakcourtney.com. So, you know, go over to her website, check it out, and, you know, sign up, get a reading, get a healing session. She's an amazing person, and I love her. So thank you, Lisa.
Me. Love you, honey. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye, everyone. See you next week.